Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Hello, I'm Matt Williamson. This is a Locked On NFL podcast short. Today we are going to focus on the Tennessee Titans. A lot of optimism around this team. A lot of people talking about Tennessee as a sleeper, as, you know, making a lot of noise. I get that. I mean, I think that they are building a really strong foundation. They have a great young quarterback who I'm very much a believer in. I think they have a set scheme in mind on both sides of the ball, and they stick to it. I think the general manager's done a really good job of infusing talent to fit those schemes. But let's just say I'm cautiously optimistic for the short term. I mean, they're certainly in a winnable division. There's no question. But they're... You know, I don't look at them as a much more than above average team, though. I mean, at best. And Mariota's a stud, and he should be back and played really, really well to finish out his season before getting injured. I think that's who he is. I would think they start to lean slowly in a Russell Wilson-like career-like fashion. They become... Put more and more on Mariota's plate and throw a little bit more, go downfield a little bit more. But they remain a run-first team. DeMarco Murray, I didn't think he had it in him what he did last year, although he faded as the season went on. I think you can't overlook that. The last couple games watching him, and of course Mariota wasn't in there and makes it easier to defend him. But I thought he, you know, looked a little worn down. I wasn't big on Derrick Henry coming out of Alabama, but I seem to like him more and more every time I watch him at the NFL level, and it wouldn't shock me if by midseason or so, if he's really the starter and getting the bulk of the carries. Just a really unique back, obviously, you know, and fits what they want to do. Young, fresh, nasty. I'm not sure you can say the same about Murray, but Murray's a professional. I mean, Murray is good in the passing game, too. Gets what's there and more, and really did look good for the majority of the season. They play a fullback a lot. That's going to be Fowler. He's good at what he does. The offensive line is very good. It's young. That, you know, they took Jack Conklin in the first round last year, and a couple people were sort of like, eh, that's not a real exciting pick, but he's been a really solid right tackle from the get-go. Pairs with Lawan to make one of the best tackle tandems in the league. And obviously a very young one. The interior of the offensive line played quite well last year. But again, this is one of the areas where I have cautious optimism. You know, that the Klein, Ben Jones, Quinton Spain group, it's not a lot of talent there. You know, I mean, they played really well. They're a nasty, well-coached group. But they're not, I could see that group coming back to earth a little bit. And when the season's over, all of us analysts saying something like, yeah, and the Titans should add an interior O-line piece to keep doing what they're doing on offense. Tight end situation's a good one. You know, Smith, the third-round pick, comes in and is going to learn from Walker. That works out fine. They still have Amaro, who's a total flyer wild card at this point. Walker's a very good player. I don't see any drop-off at all. I didn't see a huge need to try to replace him in the draft, but it was a good tight end draft, so add somebody, add another weapon for Mariota. Clearly, adding weapons for Mariota was the top priority this draft season, and I think they got clearly the best wide receiver in the draft in Corey Davis. I commend them for using the fifth pick to do it, but my cautious optimism is, well, but what's he going to be in 2017? You know, I mean, Rishard Matthews is a number two at best, but a good player. I mean, he's not a number one. I think Davis can become a number one, but isn't going to be immediately. I mean, and Taylor in the third round was a nice pickup. I always kind of thought that Sharp was just kind of a guy, and the praise for him last year was, you know, too abundant, you know, too much. So I look at the offense and be like, yeah, they're still going to be, I love the quarterback, they're still going to be a foundational run team. The weapons are better, but more for the long term than for now. And okay, the defense is good, But I don't think it's great either. You know, I mean, Jarrell Casey's their best player on defense and a very good one. They added Sylvester Williams as kind of a nose tackle but can penetrate. I mean, that's a good move. The guys like Daquan Jones, I think, is an up-and-comer that should be in could be in store for a breakout season. So all in all, I like their big men. I think that's a good group. But when you include the outside linebackers, I would say it's a good group, an above-average group. Not a great group, though. I mean, Derek Morgan's a good player. Brian Arakpo's a real good player. They didn't get anything out of Kevin Dodd last year. I'm interested to see how he fits in going forward. I think the inside linebackers also are good, not great. Good. I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with that. Avery Williamson, no relation to me. Wesley Woodyard. I mean, these guys are good quality players. Neither's a real thumper, but they cover ground. They're not elite athletes. The secondary got a facelift, and it needed it. It really needed it, especially at corner. Here's my concerns, though. I mean, I like the Dory Jackson a lot, but he's not real physical. I could see him getting banged around early on. I like Logan Ryan a lot, a quality player. But I also think that when you include Bryce McCain, I think that maybe all three of those guys' best role right now is on the slot and not on the outside. Ryan can play outside, but he played the slot for New England last year, and that was what he did best. They have Sims, who they kind of like too. But I'm not sure that the corner situation is, you know, noticeably better than last year, especially with Adoree Jackson, who I think could be a work in progress there. I don't think he's going to come in and be a shutdown guy. I do like their corner or their safeties a lot, especially Kevin Byard, last year's third-round pick. I think he's going to be a household name before long. Denora Searcy is more of the strong safety type. He's fine. I think Cyprian is brought in to replace him. Cyprian has big tackle numbers and shows up on highlight films, but I don't know that he's quite the player that those things would indicate. But he's an upgrade. I would think he'll play near the line of scrimmage quite a bit. Obviously, he's not Dick LeBeau's Troy Polamalu, but I think they could use him in a Polamalu light sort of fashion. Is keep him all over the place, blitz him a lot, those type of things. So the Titans certainly could win that division. Titans certainly could come in fourth in that division too. You know, I mean, and that's not knocking them. It's just I think people are putting the horse a little before the cart when they're jumping on the Titans bandwagon for 2017.